weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
It's Lift Share Week. That means it's all about getting people, at least for a week, to try car sharing on their way to work to help lower congestion on Cambridgeshire's roads while cutting down on emissions and freeing up car parking spaces in and around the city. Richard Hampton is the Travel Plan Advisor for Travel for Cambridgeshire. And with a bit of luck, Richard is on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Richard.
Oh, hello, Jeremy.
Julian, actually, but don't worry. won't be the first time it's been gotten wrong. So let's talk about car sharing, shall we? And I'm wondering if you know how many people drive into Cambridge on their own.
We haven't got stats for that, but obviously it's very many, judging by the significant problems we're having at the moment, specifically along the A14. Certainly a problem that we're looking to do something about.
And I guess that's where the bottleneck is, because a lot of people actually within the city will use their cycles. I think I've seen stats ranging everything from about a third up to about half of people commuting within the city of Cambridge do so by cycle. But of course, if you live in one of the outlying villages, then you really have no choice to use your car at some point, even if you're using the park and ride eventually.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, as you said about the cycling, I mean, it's the number one cycle city in the country. And yeah, like you say, also, it's between a third and a half in some organisations of people who are actually cycling into work. But it's in those more rural localities. It's where people can't get to work on bike, or perhaps they're not near a bus route. This is where car sharing really can sort of come into its own and presents itself as a real option.
Well, what's the best way for people to set themselves up, either as somebody who wants a lift into work or as somebody who wants to offer one? I guess you can shout around the office to see if anybody goes on your route, but, you know, sometimes there may be somebody in the building next door who lives a street away and you don't even know it.
No, that's right. I mean, so Camshare is the car sharing website for Cambridgeshire. And it's a site that basically matches your journeys up to others who are making similar journey.
Right.
So it could be somebody who lives around the corner from you, but it could also be somebody who lives perhaps on your route into the office. And all you have to do is sign up to Camshare, which is www.camshare.co.uk, completely free to register. So you're prompted to enter your postcode, so your home postcode, and also where you're commuting to. And then it takes that and pairs you up to others who are making similar journeys to yourself. And then you're free to contact those members and sort of share as you like. So it's basically like an introduction to other sharers.
I was going to say, it's kind of a dating agency then for commuters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very similar, and that's been said many times.
But I guess where things could start to go wrong is if you're successfully paired up with somebody, and then not unreasonably, they take a couple of weeks off in the middle of summer to go on holiday, and then you're kind of back where you started.
Well, But only for 2 weeks until that share is back, or you find another potential share in the meantime. I mean, depending on where you live, it's quite likely you're going to find more than one option. I mean, we've currently got just under 5,000 members in total. We've had just under 50 sign up in 2 days, which we're really pleased with.
Oh, that's not bad going at all.
No. So the more that sign up, the more opportunities that present themselves. And it's important to note that, you know, the real benefits of it for commuters is the substantial cost savings that can be had through sharing petrol costs.
I guess, you know, you can go halves or whatever arrangement you care to come to on the cost of petrol, which even with falling petrol prices is still quite a bit, particularly when you're commuting every day.
Yeah, I mean, just sharing with one person, you're looking at 50% off your petrol in effect. Some people share with it with a car full. So if you're sharing with three others, it's effectively 75% off your daily commute, which is, you know, got to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Others also report the social element, perhaps even making new friends. So there's more than just the financial savings. And of course, there's benefits to be had for businesses as well in terms of freeing up car parking space. So many businesses report adjacent companies' employees actually parking sort of beyond their limits onto a neighbouring business's site, which doesn't look good from an image point of view. So and again, that's just another reason for businesses to promote it.
And it's tricky, isn't it? I know when I've paid visits to people on some of the business parks around Cambridge, again, where you have to sometimes take the car rather than cycling, and it's very sticky because you're looking around and it's like, well, it's a car park which is clearly full up by 9:30 every day, and if you're a visitor to go and see them, then you're in trouble.
Of course.
What about your own journey to get to work, Richard? Do you have to travel far in the mornings?
No, I'm quite lucky. I live 10 minutes down the road, so I'm on the bike.
Oh, right, okay. Well, there goes the next question of, do you car share then? You're being even more green and economic by going on the cycle.
If I live further afield, then it's certainly an option I would consider. It's currently Lift Share Week, which is a national sort of initiative to really get people to focus on car sharing. And we've been working with 200 businesses across Cambridgeshire to really try and give it a push this week. So we really are hoping this will give it a real spike in members, and as more people join up.
What sort of things have you been doing with the businesses in order to get people signed up?
So I've had a general PR campaign. I've been running some blogs, some coverage on the website, and so far it's been picked up well. But in terms of the businesses themselves, we've been encouraging them to send an email out detailing CampShare to staff. There's also a £250 prize draw, which is being run by the parent company of CampShare, which is LiftShare, which is the national sort of initiative across the board. And also encouraging simple things like posters, messages posted to company intranets to really try and get staff to consider it as an option. It's important to note as well that it's just because you sign up, it's not saying you need to. There's absolutely no obligation. It's not saying you have to share every day. You could perhaps do it once or twice a week, see if you enjoy it, and then take it from there. But it could be something that people do really enjoy and think, actually, I really am enjoying this, and I'm making some really good cost savings at the same time.
I was trying to remember, my colleague Matt was mentioning to me earlier on about some countries, and I think Germany is one of them, where they actually have special lanes for people who are car sharing in certain parts of the country. I don't know how people would think after that new extension was recently opened to the A14 to close it off to car sharers alone, but not such a bad idea, is it?
No, absolutely. And also one option is priority car sharing bays. So businesses that put, especially businesses with restricted parking, actually have bays for car sharers. So if you display a badge to suggest that you've shared your commute, then you're given a parking space. If not, then perhaps you're not quite as high on the priority list to get a parking space, and you have to find other means.
Well, Richard, thanks very much for your time. Just to remind people who might care to think that car sharing is a good idea, what's the website address again they need to go to?
It's camshare, that's camshare.co.uk.
That's brilliant. Richard, thank you very much for your time. That's Richard Hampton, his travel plan advisor for Travel for Cambridgeshire, talking about Lift Share Week, and certainly a sensible thing to do. Quite frankly, anything we can do to remove a few cars from the roads is a pretty good idea.